You are tuned into What's the Topic with Nash.
Welcome back. This is your boy DJ Nash right here on What's the Topic. Yes, another Monday morning. Yeah. And if you happen to download the show, you know, on another day, it's really awesome and interesting. Yeah, because the show still applies. So yeah, guys, by the way, I am good. I hope you guys are good. And I'm wondering, yeah, are you guys really good? Like, what is really happening and all the stuff? So yeah, let me know how you guys are doing, man, because we want to know what you've been through. You see, I even took a moment of silence so that you can actually get to think about what I was about to say, yeah, in terms of what I'm gonna say next. But yeah, guys, welcome to What's the Topic right here with your boy DJ Nash again, as I'm mentioning. And I hope you guys are really good, like really good, because some people, they're like, I'm good, but guess what? Behind the scenes, yo, you find out that there is a lot of issues and there is a lot of messed up stuff. And it's like really interesting because this guy did that to that guy, and that guy did this to this guy. And it's like really bad because nothing is going how it's supposed to go. And yeah, it's like really interesting and all those things. So I hope you guys are really, really, really good. And you're not just saying, yeah, I'm good. But you are really, really that good. So guys, hope you basically gonna communicate with me, telling me how your week and everything has been. So we're gonna, obviously, you know how we do it and all the stuff. We're not gonna mention what the topic is yet, because you already know what the topic is. Like, yeah, come on guys, can't tell me that you didn't see the topic, because if you tell me that, you're lying. I'm telling you now, you are lying. So just like how we do it, we're gonna go for the grand opening refreshment, which is part of the What's the Topic show. I'm just kidding. So yeah, we're still gonna be here, and yeah, we basically gonna get into a new session. But now, you know, before we get into a new session, we have something that is part of What's the Topic. It's part of the What's the Topic show, which is your ads and your jingles and your drops and all those different stuff, like music and all those things. You know, music are actually it's part of this show. Like, we actually enjoy that as well. So before we actually get into the news session, where you guys can take notes, we actually gonna refresh our mind with what's coming up. So do not disappear. Do not decide that you're gonna tune into another radio station. Stay right here on this radio station, because this is the best station that you can ever be on, and you don't wanna trade this station with any other station. Am I right? Right? I'm right? Yeah, I thought so. I really thought so. So guys, I am going to make sure that I also enjoy this refreshment, and you too enjoy this refreshment. So we're gonna get into the new session just now.
Hello guys, I'm Rika.
I'm Antoinette.
And we're from Open Doors. We're visiting Active FM.
Rapid Trade is passionate about mobility and solutions that make a difference in your business.
From mobile sales
and sales management to van sales and proof of delivery. For a demo, call Rapid Trade at 011-493-9755. Rapid Trade, ahead of the game.
Out of the trash, so you know it's mine.
That's right. Take a walk with me, part two. Straight Ministry Music is now. Let's go.
Rose gold on the road, ain't no heaven on earth. King James on the mic, cause I'm going in hurt. I'm not here for the fame, and I'm too what you've heard. Got this light on my side, I don't need a new circuit. Rose gold on the road, ain't no heaven on earth. King James on the mic, cause I'm going in hurt. I'm not in it for the fame, and I'm too what you've heard. Got
fire, baby.
Only reason why my feet on 10. I was knocking, so you let me in. He set me even though I sinned. Been a hypocrite, yeah, been a lame too. Thank you, Jesus, can't forget to thank you. I've been feeling spent, finding ways to pay you. I am not the one, probably need to take two. I remember getting arrested, this is my confession. Blue lights flash back like it's iridescent. Handcuffed, thanking God, cause I learned a lesson. When you wrapped in depression, you can feel his presence. Took a couple more years to get it right though. Mood swings, blue dreams with the pipe smoke. Mad at God, not believing in the Bible. But my mom can't pray, it's how the light grows.
I am not pretending. Now my head's spinning. Wonder when it's ending.
I look in the mirror, don't like what I see.
But you don't know my pain is conquering me.
I feel like a slave, my flesh is weak.
You cannot relate, then we cannot speak.
Hey,
I think I'm addicted. Now I feel conflicted. It's too much to deal with. Should I just reveal it?
I don't know who to trust. Everyone new to me. I had no idea what the same could do to me. People I'm feeding, they talk about suing me, plotting to ruin me. Everyone using me.
Yeah. Praying on the road, on the way to my shows. Please cover me, protect me, Lord. And let me be bold. But if you need me to, do whatever you need me to. My faith is blind, so that's why I'm gonna count on you to see me through.
I'm confessing what I deal with is depressing. The devil ain't resting, feel like he intercepting my blessings. I'm stressing and second guessing. Temptation is ever present. It's 1 a.m. I'm reflecting. Can you pray for me is the question.
Rose gold on the road, ain't no heaven on earth. King James on the mic, cause I'm going in hurt. I'm not here for the fame, and I'm doing what you've heard.
That's what I'm talking about right there. That's my man right there, Alan Love. The joint's called Rose Gold, featuring D1. Keep walking with me.
Prince William threatens legal actions against cheating rumors. Yep, that is what actually happened. So he actually threatened. And some of you are like, okay, whoa. You just got back into this just like that. Like, what are you talking about? We actually don't understand what is happening. Yeah, so this is the new session. And just for you guys, so that you actually up to date and all those stuff, we actually looking at some of the topics of what is happening around the world and all those stuff. And yeah, Prince William is basically threatening legal actions over the cheating rumors. You know, they've been saying that Catherine is basically cheating. So that is what they've been saying. And there was even an article that was actually published online, and it was published by Louisa Balhos at basically 12:45 p.m. EDT time zone on the 11th of April 2019. And this is what the article basically says. Catherine, Duchess of Cambridge, is no stranger to being the subject of ugly rumors. But the latest round of gossip surrounding her and her husband, Prince William, may be too much to ignore. This week, In Touch magazine published a rumor accusing Prince William of having an affair with Rose Hanbury while Kate was pregnant with their third child. Your third child. That is really awesome. It goes on to say, as the first mainstream tabloid to echo these ugly claims, In Touch may have opened doors for British publications to do the same. And Prince William is taking immediate legal action to ensure they don't. What is this rumor anyway? Where did it originate? I know some of you like, yeah, come on, like, DJ Nash, what are you talking about? What is the rumor? What is happening and all the stuff? Where did it come from and all those things? So for weeks, rumors have been swirling of a feud between Middleton and rural rival Hanbury. The basically match on is of Cole Mondelevery. Okay, so there is some other interesting name right there, and it's in the article. So yeah, Cole Mondelevery. Now that is what it says. So if you know what they're talking about right there, you actually on the right page and all the stuff. I do know what they're talking about. I'm just saying in terms of the word and all those things. So it goes on to say, and a close friend of Kate, but only a few online publications and a now deleted tweet by Times of London staff writer Gilles Corran had mentioned the rumors of an affair. Okay, affairs and all those stuff. Now okay, I'm basically gonna stop there, like in terms of this article and all those stuff. But now when you look at this situation right here, I mean, you got Prince William right there, that they're actually accusing that he cheats on his wife and all those stuff. And in my head I'm like, okay, why would you want to do something like that? Like in your head, okay, in your head that makes sense, and you actually convinced that you should do it. And I'm actually in a position where I'm like, for you to do something like that, there's something happening in your brain that says, yeah, there's a malfunctioning and all those stuff. But if you go in the Bible, you actually see all of those things happen. Why? Because of sin. And the devil is always attacking families and all those stuff. He knows if he can attack the family and the families don't, you know, become godly type of families, he's got everything, you know, under his control and all those stuff. So guys, like, we gotta be making sure that we basically, like, examining what is happening in our lives. We gotta be a role model. Like, we actually gotta be living a life where we are blameless. I mean, okay, you take an example of what happened with him. So they threw accusations against him, and what was his response? He was gonna take legal actions against him. Yes, that is what he actually, that's how he responded. Now when you're living a life where you're blameless, something that I've learned is you care about the accusations if the statement is true. That is the one thing that I've learned. So if the statement is true, then be concerned. If the statement is not true, it's fine, man, carry on with your life. Don't even, you know, take time to sit on it and then waste your time and all the stuff, and you affecting yourself and all those things. Instead of doing that, make sure that, you know, you examine your life and making sure that you're living a life where you're blameless. If someone throws an accusation against you, you're able to say that I am blameless, that is not me. So you're able to be in that position. So that's basically something for you guys just to sit on and actually think about and all those stuff. So yeah, make sure you actually sit on that and you think about it. Let's listen to these two awesome tracks that are gonna get us pumped up, and then we're gonna come and show you the awesome fire in the next session.
Lately I've been in a place of constant disarray. Locked away inside my brain, it's costing me everything. I'm lost in the need of something to pick me up out that drain. But today's the day that I get this pain out to the public. Can you feel the tension? I'm itching to get a fix from it. Mentioned it and they ran from it, sickened but start to love it. I'm missing my friends and family, locked away in a dark dimension. Apart from living, far from trying to spark some attention. Cover the blow, stop where to go, jack in the row. Locked in the cold, not gonna blow, block with a smoke. God got a show, can't find no hope. Stuck in the studio, man, it's depressing. I know that I said I love it, but but I covered it too. I have a couple of friends to go out and hang out with, but stuck in this house making music nobody will listen to. Paranoid about my mission, you see me up in my living room, constantly working on tunes. True, talking about my youth, was going blind inside my mind, one that no one could choose. Yeah. I'm torn between industry, ministry, draw the line, industry, so precise, so extreme, far from these, far from these, never cease, different breed, different me. I know it seems like I'm slowly growing cold and showing no sign of ease, ain't trying to appease anybody but me. Selfish but helpless in this never ending, revolting, uplifting of self, recording my vision, my pain and my relief, but ain't looking for help. Society, it got my old squad whack, my whole squad back, then would've gone to hell and back, instead of selling the souls for pot and pissing on those who missed it when they were told to live and to die. Now I got pilgrim, and even though I struggle with jealousy, let me let you know what they mean to me. Take it all back to Curtis Hoppy, they didn't even know, but defending me when Curtis said my flow was stolen. So show me that you're willing to give it all, and we can be friends. I'll give you my every thing if you swear you ain't pretend. Now Zay is taking off, my brother, he deserves the win. Yeah, yo big bro, yeah, he always on 10. I'm just letting my demons out, regretting me leaving them, so much time to tear me down. It's out of my head, I hear them screaming and shouting, and when I try to talk about it, I'm doubted on. And my mental stability, well, my ability to kill every demon up in my dome is something I haven't honed my energy into, though I can't admit that it might make life a little more bearable, but I think I'm addicted to pain. They say, how you okay when people always stare at you? Well, I love it, I want it, and if they think of me normal, then that is boring. I'm creating a story, my life is sort of gory, but inside you're sure to come to find I'm just as normal as a mentally ill kind with an ill mind. Need help, but not the real kind, more like the prescription that got my bro signed. He sold his soul for anything he could smoke or shoot up, and I realize my faith is the only reason that I am still alive. My pain is the only reason on why I can't aside. Decide if I should believe in a mental escape. The demons are tearing, I'm here, I'm scared, I swear, I'm terrified. The ultimate end of this is when it gets intense, I'm sorta shy. But give me a category I'm all about, and I'll organize. Confirm with the best I can, but sometimes gotta take these demons for a ride. Ride. Sometimes gotta take these demons for a ride. Ride. Look, sometimes I take my demons for a ride.
Buried in the earth. the wisdom of a sovereign God that the foolish deem absurd. Convict us and convince our hearts. Astonish us with grace. For the world is dead and dying fast, and we need to see your face. Son and Holy Ghost, you're the blessed three in one. Come and rid our hearts of lesser boasts than the victory you won. We throw ourselves upon your grace. You complete all you.
Hot music.
Music. Music is really interesting. I mean, like, look at music. Something that I love to say is it's spiritual, man. It does play a very, very important role into your life. Music can get you into and out of situations. Now, when I say situations, I'm talking about your like moods and feelings and all those stuff. Can get you into them and out of them. I mean, you look at the artists that actually make music. You like listening to this song, not realizing that, hey man, this person is speaking their life, and some of you relate to their life. You actually get into the mood and the emotions, you know, that they're actually trying to get you to feel. And some of you actually can imagine what they actually went through. Why? Because you've been through it yourself, which is like really interesting. And something that I'd love you guys to actually be aware of is Satan is taking a lot of souls through music, eh? He is like really taking a lot of souls through music. Now, it's like interesting because, yeah, some people, they ignore the fact that this is really happening. Others, they're like, nah, you know what? We'll just live our life the way we want to live it and continue, you know, doing what we want to do and all those stuff. And it's like really interesting. And yeah, sometimes you like don't have words to say, you know, you like speechless. But now you take Lucifer, for example. Lucifer was Lucifer was in charge of the worship there in heaven. So one thing that I can guarantee you is he knows how music operates. He knows how music works. Now some of you, you're like, nah, Lucifer can't take me down through music. What I'm telling you is, don't lie and deceive yourself like that. Because music, he actually knows how music operates. He knows how to control people through music. Music used to come out of him. Like people would praise, the angels would praise, and before the sounds get to God, they'll go through Lucifer, and out of him came this amazing, wonderful music, you know, of praise and all. Yeah, this is amazing, beautiful stuff. Stuff that we can't even imagine in our own brain. That is what was happening with Lucifer. So guys, the music that you listen to, if it's not glorifying God, know that you are automatically giving Satan all the praise. So I want you guys to actually understand that. And yeah, we got Reactive that we're gonna play for you. Yeah, and we're basically gonna play the song As Above, So Below by Reactive. And also As Above, So Below by Active Worship. For those who don't know Reactive and Active Worship, Reactive is basically the Active Church youth worship team. And basically Active Worship is the senior worship team of the Active Church. Yeah. I even took a blank there. I hit a blank. I was like, okay, wait. Yeah. So basically, those are the two worship teams. So the Active Church has two worship teams, and Reactive is the youth worship team, and the what's this Active Worship is the senior, you know, worship team and all the stuff. So it's like really interesting. So guys, listen to these two amazing tracks, and you're gonna love it.
Son, as it is in heaven, so let it be done. So let your kingdom come. Let future will be dark. We only live to see your sun. As it is in heaven, so let it be done.
The kingdoms have been seen. Heaven colliding with earth. All creation is chanting.
In charge, do what's best as above, so below. We wanna see the kingdom established here and now. Give us bread, Lord, forgive us as we forgive. Save us from ourselves and protect us from the devil. Lord, you can do anything you want. You're a blazing beauty. Soldier on duty, as above, so below. Jesus, change our lives, change our culture, change our nation. As above, so below. Jesus, change our lives, change our culture, change our nation. In heaven, they know just what I need. Better than I do, thank you for loving me. Focus shifting from me to God. I do not pray to just get what I want here and now. Help me to play my part so you can play yours, God. Releasing arguments to receive your vindication. You can do anything you want. You're a blazing beauty. I'm a soldier on duty. Change our lives, change our culture, change our nation. As above, so below. Jesus, change our lives, change our culture, change our nation. Jesus will stay.
The exceptional new act of worship album, As Above, So Below, is out. Get your very own copy on iTunes.
The resurrection is what we live for, restoring people back to miracles.
Also available on Spotify, Deezer, Apple Music, and so much more.
Dreams is what we're going to be talking about. So what are dreams to you? What are dreams? what is the dream? Some people might be asking the question like, what is a dream? I'm dreaming. What is a dream? I'm even making a song for you guys, eh? Singing for you guys. Dreams. Yeah. So if I had to say dreams, what is the first thing that comes to your mind concerning dreams? So what is a dream according to you? Now, that is a question that a lot of people might be asking. You know, they sometimes, yeah, people ask, man. They ask this stuff. And if you can't answer, then yeah, putting yourself in a situation where it's like really, really interestingly awkward and all those stuff, because they are expecting you to know, but guess what? You don't know, so you're not answering. Now, my question still stands. What is a dream? What is a dream? Do you know what dreams are really? Now, if you go into the word, dreams are actually the language of God. Yep. Dreams are basically a way of God communicating with us. Now, you go to sleep. You basically sleep, and then guess what? You dream. Now, when you're dreaming, guess what's happening? You are basically dreaming the dreams and the plans that God has for you. Now, note that not all dreams come from God. Because, yeah, you got other dreams that you don't find in the Bible. Now, if you want to know the difference between a dream that comes from God and a dream that doesn't come from God, you basically go into the scripture and, yeah, basically search for what you dreamt. I mean, here's an example. Scenario, ne? First scenario. You got a person that wakes up one morning and they dreamt that they slept with their best friend's girlfriend. So that is a scenario where they dreamt that. Now, if that person really what they had last words their best friend's girlfriend, guess what's gonna happen? They're gonna be like, yeah, there is something that they would love to do. And guess what? That is definitely not a dream from God. Because if you go into the word of God, you won't find any place in the Bible that says, if you dream of you sleeping with your best friend's girlfriend, or if you dream of you getting your best friend's girlfriend, then it is a go ahead that is really awesome and acceptable. No, the Bible doesn't approve you doing that. First of all, you sleeping with her is a sin because you're not married to her. Yes, you are definitely not married to her. So that is already problem number one. You already got problem number one. Problem number two, God wouldn't basically give you the go-ahead in terms of you doing something that is not part of his word or his character. Something that he wouldn't do, you know. Something that he wouldn't place in his criteria. He wouldn't give you the go-ahead with anything like that. So in other words, what I'm saying is you wouldn't find that in the Bible. And the fact that you wouldn't find that in the Bible, you know, it shows that, guys, that dream is not from God. It's not God who gave you that dream. So you gotta be making sure that every single thing you get exposed to, examine it according to the word. Make sure you do that. Yep. Make sure you do that. So, okay. Second scenario. Someone who goes to sleep, and then the following day, they wake up and then they're like, wow, I dreamt that I was speaking in front of a whole crowd, a whole stadium full of people, and they were listening to me because I was telling them about Jesus. Now, that description right there, 100% valid in terms of you finding it in the Bible. You will definitely find it in the Bible. Why? Because the Lord gave us an instruction to go out there and make disciples of all nations. Yeah, all nations. Didn't say go and make disciples of all the guys that are, you know, basically there in Dubai and then leave the rest of the guys. No. Didn't say something like that. He said go and make disciples of all nations. Now, that is a dream that you can actually say it's from God, because it does, you know, back up the scripture, and the scripture does back it up, you know, basically you speaking in front of the multitudes. Yeah, it basically is backed up by you, you know, sleeping and dreaming of that, because the Lord is the one that gave you that dream. And the reason why he gave you that dream is because he gave us an instruction to go out there and change people's lives. Now, why would he give you an instruction to say go and change people's lives, and then later on he actually says no, I actually take it back, don't go and change people's lives? Now, that in fact, that would probably happen if there was an emergency, but I know God is not that type of a God that changes his mind. His word stands, it stays, it's solid. That is how his word is. His word is like that, it's not changeable. And we gotta be making sure that we're living a life where our basically, I'm looking for the right word to actually use, but everything of ours is actually on point in each and every area of our lives. So we gotta get to that, and you know, basically that level, yeah, if I can put it that way. So dreams, still speaking about dreams, what are dreams to you? Are dreams the language of God, or is it something else? Because yeah, we all got different definitions and all those stuff. So let me know what dreams are to you, and I'll holler back at you. So yeah, let's listen to these two awesome tracks that are gonna get us pumped up, and then we're gonna come and show you the awesome fire in the next session. Yeah, enjoy the music.
Active FM. Christ's music is heart music.
Yeah, skill. Hey, you gotta submit to God, man. Submit to his will. Stop sleeping. Yo, hey, you swerving to the left and swerving to the right. I'ma hit you in your head with a little bit of light. Splash you in your face with a little bit of water. Wake up, you think you gon' be innocent, but no, bruh. I show you how I barely started chilling with the father. Used to smoke weed with liquor and sip and flip his daughters. I'm so unworthy, he should keep me from his altar. But trying to figure out his love, I'm mentally exhausted. Now I have plans to make half a meal and get caught carrying that white like Venice Hills. I know you probably can't stand the real, like you wearing a pair of Nike banana peels. You got your seat linked back and on cruise control. You sleep at his will, I'm about to slam right into a pole. So don't be mad if I shake you a little bit. I'm only trying to help, this road takes you into a pit. Homie, you sleep at his will when your dream is about as real as a $3 bill. So make like a hat and snap back to reality. The price of your city paid that back at Calvary. Homie, you sleep at his will when your dream's about as real as a $3 bill. So make like a hat and snap back to reality. The price of this city paid that back at Calvary. And this ain't only for the hood, cause there's corporate crooks and computer hackers that ignore the book. This word is fresh fire and you're sure to cook. And once you're well done, you're more tougher with the purest look. Like Moses when he left from the mountaintop, face drenched in glory, shining all around the flock. Speaking laws from the mouth of the sovereign king. Not no political agendas of Constantine. If you wake up, your past will be all a dream. He'll drink your jet black heart and he'll wash it clean. Acts 2 verse 12, what does all this mean? It means step forward and join the Father's team. Open your eyes, wipe the slobber from your cheek. Get from behind the wheel and let the Father in the seat. You will see that he was stronger all along when we were weak. I let the Father play the drums and I'm just walking to the beat. Homie, you sleep at his will when your dream is about as real as a $3 bill.
thoughts, so make like a hat and snap back to reality. The price of your sin, he paid that back at Calvary. Homie, you sleep at his will when your dream's about as real as a $3 bill. So make like a hat and snap back to reality. The price of your sin, he paid that back at Calvary.
Dreams. Now, something that I want to say is, to me, you know, basically dreams, yeah, I do understand that they are the language of God. And yeah, I get dreams and they're like really interesting. So I know like the one thing that happens to me is I will dream something and then I'll forget it. I know it's like really normal, né? But that's not really the point that I want to actually focus on. Now, I'm that type of a person, before I actually mention this, if you know Joseph in the Bible, Joseph used to translate dreams. He had the gift to translate dreams. He knew what dreams meant and all the stuff. I really wish I had that dream. I don't really know if I have that dream or not. In fact, that gift also, you know, of having, yeah, the wisdom and knowledge to translate dreams. I really wish that was me, but I don't know yet if it's me. So, if you look at Joseph in the Bible, he actually had a dream twice where he saw his parents, you know, basically bowing down to him, including his brothers and all the stuff. But he didn't know, you know, which direction and all those stuff. Now, what I'm actually focusing on is the fact that he had a dream. Now, that dream that he had later on into his life, it actually came into existence where what he dreamt actually happened. Now, same thing with me, which is where I'm actually going. I actually have this thing where I'll dream something and then I'll forget it. And then, you know, a couple of months or years or weeks later, when that specific event happens that was in the dream, that's when I'm like, whoa, wait, I've seen this before. Okay. So I have a deja vu moment when it comes to dreams, which is like really interesting because I get to see what is going to happen, you know, to me basically in the future and all that stuff. And it's like really awesome. But yeah, I actually get moments where I'll have a dream, you know, split second dream, and then it happens. And then I'm like, wow, okay, I remember seeing this and all the stuff, which is a really cool gift, and I really love the gift, which is really awesome. I hope and I wish that I could translate dreams. Probably I can, but I haven't yet, you know, and it's like really, really, really exciting and awesome. So, guys, you want to know what, from your side, dreams mean, what they mean to you and how you see dreams. So let me know all of those stuff. One thing that I want you to understand is dreams are really important into your life because yeah, God speaks to us through dreams and all those stuff. And yeah, if you have a different definition of what dreams mean to you, let me know what dreams mean to you. But until next time, I'm gonna make sure that I keep on communicating with you guys. If you forgot where to catch us, I'm gonna give you now the places to catch us. So you can catch us on Facebook, which is /activefm777. You can catch us on Facebook at /activefm777. You can catch us on Instagram at activefm, and then you can go on to Twitter and catch us there as activefm777, or you can go to our website, which is www.activefm.co.za. We got Iono as well, Iono FM. You can search for Active FM there as well. And it's like really, really, really interesting because you get a lot out of Active FM. It's not just what's the topic. Now, we also got iTunes, you know, and yeah, all these different podcast. I almost said broadcast, but yeah, we all got all of these different things, and all you need to do is get exposed to it and go for it. Something that I learned concerning dreams is 20% of the dream is in your head, 30% is basically you planning, you know, the whole dream and how it's gonna work. The other 50% is you actually walking and doing the stuff. So we gotta be making sure that we got our dreams locked so that we can, you know, be able to access our dreams. Catch us next week, same time, same place, right here on What's the Topic. And yeah, I love you guys, so I'm gonna see you guys next week, same time, same place, right here on What's the Topic. Peace out and God bless.
Don't be saying they talk like you are confident. Nah, I don't say you no say. Painting, nah. Yeah, yeah. The way where you they move, they make me go.
Cause I don't know it. I'm trying to know you for more than a moment. Seeing you across the room, girl, you posing. Ain't nobody stopping you when you knows it. Mind on the word, so listen. Your name means wisdom. Yeah, I can tell by your wave, you different. Seen a lot of lames in your day, you suspicious. Ain't easily blown away. Who is this? All that money and nice won't flatter your life. I was drawn to your light and your love for the Christ. I don't know your name and the things that you like. Let's spend the day playing Kirk and Brian McKnight. Because one, you're like a dream come true. One and two, I wanna be with you. One and three, when we done, we probably in the back at one, sweet lady.
Nobody say they talk like you a car for your a car. Nah, I don't say you no say. You be painting, nah, nah. Yeah, yeah. The way where you they move, they make me go.
Beast popping, hair natural, cause I've been watching. Pray to God that I'm smart and I be cautious. In the past I dealt with some shady woes. I know not you by the way you roll. You did come through with an amazing goal to be more like God than to make it known. Some on me don't go nowhere. I know you fine, but what's in there is what I care for. Yeah, paintings on my WhatsApp, I don't even want that. I just wanna hear more of you. You and I moving through the vibes, moving through the times, getting closer to our God, yeah, and each other, before you realize, to become one right before your very eyes, huh.
Don't be say they talk like you a car for your a car, nah, I don't say you no say, you be painting, nah, nah, yeah, yeah, the way where you they move, they make me go, God.
School while I'm writing this, you know what I'm saying? I've been saying fighting this, but I seldom have time. I could copy flows, but I put the half mine. That ain't up for debate, you know I don't bite none. Condiments on my floor, like you better catch up. Compliments on my flow, man, I don't need none. Gotta give credit where credit is due to the one who put the Holy Ghost in me. The Spirit goes with me through the darkness that I walk and never close in me. This is perfection of that. Y'all wanna know about my direction of rap, but I don't really gotta say it. Attention, you gotta pay. This music, you gotta play it. And later, you can debate. So whether you love or hate it, I know that you can.
can't relate it to obstacles that you face. And I'm trying to be who he made me like.
Uh-oh, I've been doing this thing, it's a miracle. Uh-oh, I've been doing this thing, it's a miracle. I've been doing this thing, it's a miracle. I've been doing this thing, it's a miracle.
Trying to tell me that I need a college degree, it's obvious. See, you could be an artist and need money and things. Will you stop your argument, please? I'm just waiting for the Lord to tell me why I should be only 16. But I spit a mean 16, like, hold up, he gon' blow up like some TNT. I ain't trying to make it all about myself, though. I'm glory to God, he been doing what I can't, though. I don't know the plan, but I know it's a compliment. In his hands, bro. Always got a question, but I never got the answer. Say I ain't an artist, cause I ain't got the fans for it. Said you got a job, but you probably not the man for it. All that talk is cheap in the end. I finish what I started, never cheat or pretend. All that talk is cheap in the end. I finish what I started, never cheat or pretend.